This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, it's a 98.5 KTK morning show recap for Thursday, May 16th. Here's what you may have missed on the show this morning, especially if you're taking sleeping pills and maybe you missed the first part of the show. May want to talk to your doctor about these particular shows, because are they really safe? Back in April, the FDA actually mandated a black box warning, which means the agency uses it to call attention to serious or life-threatening risks.
This is a big deal, because they put this black box warning right on the side of the pill bottle itself, and we're talking about these sleeping pills that people take.
Yeah, they're prescription ones, the Lunesta.
Yeah, not the over-the-counter, but the heavier stuff, like the Lunesta. Ambien, and there were couple other ones. Yeah. Lunesta, that's it.
But Lunesta has a butterfly. It can't hurt you.
Yeah, couldn't help you.
Exactly. That's why. Yeah. The genius of marketing.
Yeah, Ambien's the one that's kind of scary, though.
Well,
yeah.
And they all kind of work the same way, but apparently the FDA says that they have been able to connect to these sleeping pills 20 reported deaths and 46 non-fatal but serious injuries. I actually was on Ambien for a while, and it was true. I would sleep eat.
You're sleepy. Yeah, Taylor Swift says she sleep eats.
I would actually leave my apartment, like, walk out.
All right, that's really bad.
And not remember any of it. I remember waking up thinking, like, my gosh, I forgot to lock the door last night. That's unlike me. I usually lock the door. It's kind of scary. So they say the side effects of sleeping pills vary, but can be very serious. In 2013, the FDA recommended lower bedtime doses in an effort to cut down on the issues like next morning drowsiness and some of this weird stuff like that as well.
Right.
So definitely talk to your doctor about that one. I think we found a job all of us are going to vie for, $93,000 a year to test luxury yachts.
Yeah, sign me up for this one. This sounds cool.
You have to be able to eat, sleep, and live on a luxury yacht. And
when I first thought it was that you had to drive them, but then it actually says that you don't really need to know much about yachts. You just need to be able to write well and creatively about the experience itself. You're going to help sell them.
And be ready at a moment's notice to hop on an airplane and go anywhere in the world to test out a luxury yacht.
Yeah, it's by this luxury website called Hush Hush, and I guess they want to make sure that the products they have are you're going to work for you. So your job would basically be to review it, to live in it, eat in the boat, sleep on the yacht for a week, as well as test everything out. We're talking all the amenities, including every electrical socket, every door, every bed, every shower. You get the idea.
I'm going to test out the helicopter pad.
Yeah, really. The caveats are you must be 21 or older, have a valid passport, and as Storm mentioned there, and Janie, you have to leave on short notice throughout the year, because if they need a boat tested, they need it done immediately.
No experience necessary.
Ah, there you go.
I like that.
We found out today that if you are taking a shower, as simple as it makes sense to me, washing your face is a no-no.
Yeah.
This is according to dermatologists, and here's why they say this. The American Academy of Dermatology recommends using only lukewarm water when washing your face. When's the last time you took a lukewarm shower, unless you were like the fifth or sixth person to take a shower that morning? No one really takes a lukewarm shower. And what they say is that hot water on your face, because the skin's a little bit lighter, thinner on your face, can actually cause the dilation of blood vessels and breakage of delicate tissue. You don't want that. The other thing is that when you wash your face in the sink, you're taking hand and you're pushing water up into your face. You're using a washcloth. It's kind of simple. But when you're under the shower head, it's high pressure. It's like pressure washing.
Yeah, exactly.
And not only can you damage yourself that way, but you can also wash away a lot of those essential oils that could cause some problems. And then thirdly, why they say it's a bad idea is the length of time that you're in the shower. They say that you should take showers between 5 and 10 minutes long. Any time longer than that, you are starting to wash some of those essential oils off your body, and that could lead to a lot of problems, anything from acne to dry skin. So they say, in essence, avoid washing your face in the shower. If you are going to do it
in the sink.
Do it in the sink. Yeah. But if you are going to do it in the shower, you got to make sure that you're not doing it for too long. You're not in the shower too long.
Right.
You bring down the water temperature a lot, and that you don't put your face directly under the shower head. You actually use a washcloth or your cup it in your hand and splash water that way.
Yeah, because I admit, putting your face right under the thing, that is probably bad for you, but one of my favorite things, because I wake up with sinus problems all the time. So I just sort of like... push my face right up under the blasting water because it feels so good.
Oh, my gosh. It's a neti pot of yours.
It basically is. I know. So I'm just going to have to revert back to the put the water in the washcloth first and then wash my face.
You're waterboarding yourself.
I don't care. It feels great.
I do it to wake up. There's something about that thing splashing you in the face. Going, all right, I'm up.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually don't. Now that I think about it, I wash my face with the washcloth at the sink. Interesting.
You don't get water all over yourself?
That's the problem.
I get water everywhere.
No. I mean, I turn the water faucet on, get the washcloth wet, turn it off, and then wash my face.
Oh, okay.
That's how I do it.
It still drips down all down my shirt. But I'm glad you're just much more talented in
By the way, I'm doing this in the buff, so it doesn't really get out of my clothing, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. This is
TMI.
Okay.
You.
Sorry about that.
Not for me, Chris.
Okay. All right.
Let's talk about the gateway to your castle. That would be your front door.
That's right.
And this is a pretty cool service. Even if you don't have a green thumb, think about how you set a precedence when you come home after a long day of work. What are you going to work for to pay for that house?
That's right. And you want it to look nice when you have guests come over. How would you like to have two planters, one on either side of your door, that every couple of months they're changed with brand new flowers that will actually work in your part of the woods?
Yeah.
And it's going to really brighten up your entryway. There's a service for this now.
It's cool. It's called Knock Knock. And here's how it works. It'll send two arrangements of flowers specially selected for your house to your house. They say and promise, quote, they'll survive and thrive in the outdoors no matter the season at all.
Yeah, it's not like getting flowers delivered. I mean, you know, it's only $65-$75, which is what a dozen roses would probably cost. But these flowers you actually plant and they'll grow and they sustain themselves.
Yeah, the cool thing, you go to the website, and this is what it's going to ask. It's going to ask you what type of porch you have and what the door you have.
How much sunlight do you get there?
How much sunlight you get into the area, what style of home you have, and then the type of planters that you have. And then once you enter all that information, you can go ahead and schedule deliveries. You can either do one shot or get on a subscription service. They'll alert you a day ahead of time saying, hey, your flowers will be here in the morning. That will kind of alert you to go and put some topsoil. And then that's what you get, those little planter box things that you get like at Home Depot and Lowe's and such. You get those, you put them in there, you put a little water, you're good for the season.
That's right. I mean, it's a little tray that the flowers are already arranged. You just take the tray off and stick it in your potting soil and water it, and you're good to go.
I love this idea. I'd be really willing to try it because I naturally kill plants. So if it's pretty much like ready to go for me, almost like a frozen microwavable meal, all you have to do is stick it in and then pull it out. That's what she said. And you're good to go. Like, this is good.
That's my line. You know, it's a Swanson TV dinner of plants, yes.
It'd be good for a business too. I know in High Springs they have these beautiful planters that they change them seasonally as you're walking down the sidewalks. It's a beautiful look for the whole city.
Yeah.
So you can do it with your business too.
Hey, it's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I've lived in Florida for 15 years, or longer than that, but I had no idea that Floridians have an accent.
Yeah, I know that in the panhandle's different than Miami.
Right.
But
no, they're talking,
not that there's like some kind of, you must be from Florida.
They say that there is a Florida accent, at least according to this survey that actually asked people, what was the sexiest accent in the United States? Every state and every region has their own accent. According to the 1.5 million people that voted, they said that the Texas Southern drawl is the sexiest of all. It's a Southern dialect with a twist of plenty of strong R's and howdy, partner. The Boston accent, I find interesting, with those hard A's, came in number 2, followed by the New York accent, the Mainer accent, and then finally number 5, the Chicago accent, which is short vowels.
So all of these are the sexy ones? Like, first of all, I would have thought Tennessee or, like Storm said, Georgia or something, not Texas. Mm-hmm. But the idea that Boston and Chicago are up there it perplexes me.
Oh, you don't like the Polish sausage? Oh, come on.
Oh,
it's
come
sexy.
On,
yeah.
I'd just be like, please close your mouth. Like, just don't talk.
Let's talk. It's a brat.
I'm going to eat the brat as I watch the Bears.
All right, I've got a theory about the accents.
Yeah.
Here's the way they work. Down here in the South, it's hot. So you open your mouth real wide to talk and make sounds, right?
Okay.
But the farther up north you get, by goodness, it gets so cold, you get to Minnesota, and that's where you only want to open your mouth just a little bit and don't let all the cold in.
So according to this...
That's my theory.
That's a good theory.
All right, good.
They say the Florida accent can be described as saying it's the 44th out of the 50th sexiest accent in the country. And they say
just
it's kind
like
of this weird...
Just like education.
Yeah. They say it's this weird mix of Midwestern and Northeastern with just a taste, a little hint of Southern. So here's the example they said. When you would say sandwich, ask yourself when you say, hey, we're going to go to Publix to get a sandwich. Do you say sandwich or sang-with?
No.
Sang-with? You want to get a sandwich?
I've had people say, like, hey, I'm going to go get a sandwich. It's like, no.
Yes.
It's like nails on a chalkboard.
That's Floridian. That's the Floridian accent. However, it's interesting because the further south you go and you get more of that Cuban and Puerto Rican, Dominican Republic influence, it actually kind of changes the accent. And that is called the Miami accent. That's actually 13th on the list.
Wow.
I thought this was fascinating because I'm trying to learn Spanish. I've had Rosetta Stone for a long time.
Right.
I need to make time to do it. But I had no idea that why the Miami sounds accent is different is because of the vowels. English has 11 vowel sounds. Mm-hmm. Spanish only has 5.
And Spanish was so much easier. Like, you go through several years of the English language in school just to try to get it right, and then you take 1 year of Spanish, and you're like, oh, what were these people thinking? It's just so much easier.
And so they don't have a long A sound in Spanish, so when you have man and hand, that's why when you go down south, they say main and hain, because they don't have that particular sound in the Spanish dialect, which may be their first language.
Check my hang.
By the way, the standard American accent, which is what you see on the news and what we're talking here on your podcast right now.
That's the way it is.
Apparently, it's the 32nd on the list. Dead last, by the way, was the Jersey accent.
New Jersey?
Yeah. Jersey.
Hey, so
I could see that, yeah.
What's your mall?
Huh? What exit are you?
Yeah, what exit on the Jersey Turnpike? What mall?
Oh, gosh, now we have goons
there. Secaucus, I'm me too.
And then we found out what you want, what you really, really want. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. It's the Spice Girls bus that was used in their movie, A Spice World.
Yeah.
It's now an Airbnb.
Has it been fumigated?
apparently, there's a woman who bought it.
All right.
She is a devoted Spice Girls fan.
Right.
And she, you know how they sell movie props every once in a while. And so she got her hands on it.
All right.
And she kind of cleaned it up a bit. It looks really, really nice. It looks like it's got the Union Jack on the outside like it looked like in the movie.
Right. It's the double-decker bus.
Right, the double-decker bus. On the bottom, you have hardwood laminate floors, a Union Jack inspired couch, cushion, a neon girl power sign. I thought it was cool. 55-inch flat screen TV.
Here's where they lost me. Zebra print wall-to-wall carpet and upper deck.
Yeah, and the upper deck.
I mean, it would be a fun experience. It would definitely be something, like, I really enjoy eclectic, quirky things when I travel, and this might be something I'd be willing to do. Maybe not the whole trip, but for a night.
Well, maybe
to stop over and stay in this bus.
You may have slept during the 90s, but zebra print was very big. It makes kind of sense. The only caveat about this is that it is a bus, and right now it's just parked at kind of like a Publix, what's called a Wembley Park Market Square in London.
That's a big deal place, though, right?
Yeah,
there.
Which code enforcement team decided that was okay?
Probably a Spice Girls fan.
I know. So, I can't even imagine.
Depending on when you listen to this recap here, Wednesday, May 22nd at 8 a.m., they have only 2 days of reservations for basically three people
that
are going to be available.
How much is it a night?
$129.
That's nothing in London?
Yeah. That's probably cheaper than sleeping in taking the tube and flying around all night.
Isn't there a dress code, though, for this thing?
There is a little caveat on here, but the good news is that they are putting some more dates. They're trying to move the bus around so that they'll be still on Airbnb. So I'd bookmark the site and you go to it. But yes, there are some caveats. According to the owner, you must include a 90s dress code, including double denim is permitted.
Okay.
As well as a compulsory rendition of goodbye at checkout.
Oh, you have to do your own rendition of goodbye.
Yes,
from the
Spice Girls.
Check out. Don't you know right now that Shaggy and Scooby-Doo, or it's Earl Shine, getting the van painted up? Going, man,
I might be more inclined to stay in that if that were to become available. But the denim thing I could handle. That would be fun.
So you're going to love my shag carpet van.
Universal has, every time we go to the broadcast, they have the Scooby-Mobile out front. And I'm thinking to myself, if I worked at Universal,
why not make that a B&B?
I would try and wait till the guards are on break and I'd drive that sucker out and just see what I can pick up.
That's how I feel about the Blues Brothers car.
Yeah, all of them.
I'm just sure, gonna try them all out.
I'm sure I'd be on TV a helicopter following me. And
oh, right. Crazy lunatic steals Scooby van.
Nice.
Yeah, one of those.
That's our Chris.
Yeah, there's a Florida man
right there.
So there's our show for today, Thursday, May 16th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10, 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Hey, have a very nice day.
That's right. Tomorrow's Friday, so we'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.